Well, in August last year, John Howard slipped through legislation banning every sentenced prisoner in the country from voting. That's 20,000 people, 24% of whom are Aboriginal people. We've all been barred from voting.
If he wants to represent the whole country, why is he disenfranchising? Is that the right word?
Yep.
The already marginalised peoples incarceration. So what was it?
20,000 people in Australia's prisons, and 24% of those are Aboriginal. And you're right, it is. It's disenfranchising an already marginalised group of people. His comments were really offensive, that were not just Indigenous prisoners, but all prisoners, were an undesirable element of society and unlikely to vote anyway. But I think the subtext there is that we're likely to vote Labor if we can.
you would think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So to take away 20,000 votes...
It is probably not going to influence the outcome of an election one way or the other.
Yeah.
But particularly, people who are in prison are already marginalised, particularly Indigenous people. They're doubly. And the most dangerous thing about that is that if he can take away the rights of this group of people in the future, how many other rights can he remove from similarly marginalised groups of society? You know, it's the thin end of the wedge. This is John Howard's arrogant, riding roughshod over the average person.